It's been about a year since the city of Wauwatosa created its Equity and Inclusion Commission. The goal of the group is to advise the mayor and common council on ways to promote a positive environment for people of color who live in and visit the city. In the wake of the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the Wauwatosa Equity and Inclusion Commission is getting more attention. It's been considering policing reforms, and people who want to see change have been showing up at the panel's meetings to weigh in. WUWM's Latoya Dennis asked committee chair Sean Lowe what racial equity looks like to him.
To me, it looks like some of the things that we are focusing on right now and have voted on, such as bringing forth a recommendation that all the city of Wauwatosa police officers have body cameras, bringing forth a recommendation that all no-knock warrants be banned in the city of Wauwatosa, bringing forth a recommendation all chokeholds be banned by our police officers in the city of Wauwatosa. So racial equity looks like eliminating things that are unnecessary for our police officers to do. And we haven't even touched yet on housing and transportation and jobs. So there's a lot of different avenues when it comes to true racial equality and making sure that we also have equal opportunities and a seat at the table.
Now, you said that you're going to make sure that your voice is heard and moving things forward there in terms of equity and diversity and inclusion and the such. But how do you ensure that? I mean, this isn't to diminish the commission whatsoever, but you're advisory, correct?
We are advisory. However, we have direct access. Remember, the mayor, the police chief, the fire chief, and a city alderman are all part of our commission and non-voting roles. So during our meetings, I'm speaking directly to individuals who do have direct voting access and major roles in ensuring that these things can get done. So when we make official recommendations, they may go directly to the Government Affairs Committee to be on their agenda. Therefore, the City Council can then vote on items that we recommend. I think that everyone from the mayor on down definitely respects hearing from some of the most diverse citizens and the most diverse citizen body of a commission that they have in the city of Wauwatosa.
Have you ever had an experience with the police that you'd like to talk about?
When I was a student at UWM and I was staying late to do homework and driving home with a friend of mine, and me and him got pulled over in Shorewood because the police officer said I made a wide turn. Not only did we get pulled over, he asked me, was I drinking? And I was like, no, we were at UWM studying. And he asked me to step out the car. So we both had to step out the car, and his partner had his hand on their gun holster the whole time during this whole encounter with us. So I was extremely scared and fearful of my life. And he shined a flashlight in the back seat of my car and said, what's in the book bags? And I said, our books are in the book bags. We just left school. And he made both of us, me and my friend, take our book bags out and open our book bags to show him that it was just our books in there and we weren't selling drugs. So then he let us go and told me to make sure, you know, we drive, you know, straight home. The encounter was a perfect example of racial profiling. You pull two black males over in Shorewood for a wide turn.
Sean Lowe chairs the Wauwatosa Equity and Inclusion Commission. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis.